Shabbosai, you know, the parasha begins, the chumash begins, the Elish Mos b'nei Yisrael boy mitzrayma, Eis Yaakov ishu beis obo. So the parasha begins that these are the names of the children of Yisrael who came to Egypt, Yaakov Avinu, his entire house. And the Torah goes through the names of each of the Shvatim. So the Mefarshim are bothered by the same basic is so, namely, why is it that halacha lemaisa we have to go through these names? After all, again, we just had Parshas Vayechi, and in Parshas Vayechi we went over these names as well. So Rashi HaKadosh says something very beautiful. Rashi says, "Afa pi shemenon bechayehen bishmosam." Even though we mentioned the Shvatim by name in last week's parsha, we mentioned them by name in last week's parsha. Chazer umenon b'misasam. The Torah chooses to go ahead and mention them again in death. Lohodiachi basan. To tell us the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, His children, shenimshalu l'kochavim, that we are compared to the stars, shemotzian u'machnisan b'misbar u'bishmosan. That what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do with the stars? He takes them out, He counts them each by name, and then He puts them away. Shene'emar hamotzi b'misbar tzva'am l'chulam b'shem yikra. Quotes the pasuk from Yeshaya, referring to the stars, He takes them out by number, according to their hosts, and He calls them each by name. So actually creates this beautiful image that mentioning the names of the children of Yaakov again is an expression of divine love. So the Sfas MS asks, the Ger Rebbe asks a very interesting question. And he says, what's the pshat? Meaning here, the truth is, it's not really a kasha on Rashi. It's a kasha on the Navi Yeshaya. Because Rashi is quoting the Navi Yeshaya, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and counts the stars by name. So too Rashi says, we are like the stars, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts us by name as well. So what's the pshat? Meaning, what's the comparison between Klal Yisrael and the stars? So listen to this Sfas HaMas. I want to quote to you. He says something so absolutely beautiful. He says, Lahodiachi basan, shirim shul kochavim. Quotes Rashi, that this naming of Klal Yisrael, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, is an expression of divine love because God compares us to the stars. So what's the pshat? Says the Sasemes, Lodia, Hoda'a miyuchedes at hafkidenu hameyuchad. This comparison to the stars tells us something important about our life mission. Sha'anu mishulim lekochavim. We're compared to stars. What's the pshat? Listen to how beautiful this is. Kefisha kochavim tafkidam lahair bechashchas halayla. Paul said, what's the tafkid? What's the job of the star? The job of the star is to illuminate the darkness. Kach tafkidenu lahail ba'afila sa'olam. So too says the Sfas MS, our job is to illuminate the darkness of the world. Says the Sfas MS, this is not simply, beginning of Parasha Shmos, is not simply a display of divine love. It's a restating of our divine mission. That the Ribono Shel Olam takes out the stars every single night and mentions them by name. And he tells them, stars, it's your job to illuminate a dark world. It's your job to bring a little bit of extra light to a world that is otherwise shrouded and enveloped by darkness. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Klal Yisrael, we are Nimshul L'Kochavim. And our job is to go ahead and illuminate the darkness as well. And Abosai says, this is such an incredible Yisod. Because sometimes we look around the world. We look around the world and we see a lot of darkness, whether it's whatever that darkness may be, whether it's personal darkness, communal darkness, societal darkness, and we often spend our energies just speaking about the darkness and lamenting the darkness. The Sfas HaEmes says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us that our job is not to talk about the darkness, our job is not to lament the darkness, our job is to infuse a little bit more light. We are the Kochavim, we're the stars. You know, we'll say the amazing part about stars is that stars don't totally dispel the darkness. Doesn't, right? But what does a star do? And I'll say again, when you're enshrouded by darkness and you see that little glimmer of light, that little glimmer of light gives you hope. That little glimmer of light provides so much more illumination than the actual light it provides. That little bit of light tells you that although it may be dark now, it doesn't have to be dark forever. Says the Sfas Emes, that's the message. Lahodiachi basan, shenim shalukochav, Ribono Shel Olam tells us, each of us is a star. So if we find ourselves in the midst of darkness, we find ourselves in difficult situations, understand that sometimes the Ribono Shel Olam places us in those dark times, in those dark situations, because we have the power, because we have the koach to be able to provide and create light. So halavai, we should be zocha. First of all, as we begin Parsha Shmos, and we begin the difficult times of Klal Yisrael, that we should be zocha, Mirat Hashem, to feel the chiba, to feel the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but more importantly, in these opening psukim, we should be zocha, Mirat Hashem, to feel reinvigorated, to embrace our newfound mission in life. Each of us is a star. And therefore, if we find ourselves in the midst, ultimately, of incredible and sometimes overwhelming darkness, let us find the koach to be able to shine, bring light to ourselves, and halavai to others. Amen.